Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
When the Apostle Paul begins to detail the gospel of Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 1, he starts by emphasizing the wrath of God, God's righteous judgment upon sin. And he tells us in verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that verse summarizes just about everything he's going to say in the rest of the chapter, but then he will expand upon this theme and give us more details of how all of this develops. But it is obvious that God's righteous wrath is directed toward men, and of course we're talking about men and women and humanity, and it is directed toward people who have received truth but have rejected it, have failed to respond to it, have sinfully misused it in some way, distorted it, suppressed it, have failed to respond to it. They hold the truth, but they hold it in unrighteousness. They suppress it in unrighteousness. They distort it in various ways. And because of that, God brings judgment upon them. And in verses 21 through 23, he gives us three areas of God's judgment. And area number one is that God withdraws his truth. Area number two is that God stops restraining men's folly. And the third judgment is that God allows the expansion of false religion. And it is the first one that we've been talking about on the last couple of broadcasts. It is stated this way in verse 21, their foolish heart was darkened. We read in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. This is not something that they do. This is something that is done to them. This is something that God does. He darkens their foolish heart. That is, he withdraws light from their conscience, their understanding. They end up understanding less truth than they formerly did. That's a judgment of God. He gives truth. People have a level of understanding of truth. They fail to respond to it positively. God withdraws his light, and their hearts become more dark than they were before. Now, one way that is done is just by a loss of discernment. We talked about that in the broadcast yesterday. People are unable to understand what they used to understand. They can't understand the scriptures as well as they used to. They can't discern between truth and error in sermons like at one time they might have been able to. They just have a loss of discernment. But what are other ways that God withdraws his light? Well, he does so by removing truth from pulpits. Pulpits that formerly proclaimed the truth of God's word are now substituting something else in its place. And those who have no discernment don't realize that any change has taken place. It generally takes place gradually, over a period of time, sometimes over a succession of pastors, and sometimes so gradually that people do not detect it, except, of course, those who are very sensitive to truth, and they do detect it. And that is why, in America, we have seen a rather significant erosion of membership from the more liberal churches. And that's not That's not a questionable statement. That's a matter of fact. The mainline denominations in America have lost significant numbers of members, while more fundamental evangelical Bible-believing churches have gained significant numbers of members. And why is that? Why is that? Some people don't understand why that would happen. Why would anyone leave this well-established, prestigious church that is well thought of in the community and has very excellent facilities and has wonderful music, wonderful pipe organ and skilled musicians who can play it, and wonderful choir and all of the extras and expensive things that people often don't have in churches that are less well established? Why would somebody leave a church like that and go perhaps out into the suburbs or to a storefront building or to some smaller, less impressive building with a much less impressive facility and without the high quality of music and so forth? Why would somebody do that? I'll tell you why. Because for people who know the truth, they value truth more than they value all these external things. In fact, the people who stay are indicating by their valuing secondary matters above the primary matter, they are demonstrating this very loss of discernment that we're talking about. They can't discern that the heart of Christianity has been withdrawn from that pulpit, that the light of God's truth is no longer being proclaimed in that congregation. Many times they just don't understand that. And so they focus only upon secondary matters, and other people who are sensitive to the truth by the work of God's grace in their lives say, I don't care about all these secondary matters. The most important thing is truth. I must have truth above everything else. And so one way that God withdraws light is by taking it away from pulpits where it has not been honored. His truth has not been valued. It has not been proclaimed. It has not been defended. And so there will be less and less of it gradually over a period of time. And so what happens is that churches continue on, Christianity continues on, but the nature and character of Christianity has changed. It may be called Christian. The name on the door may be such and such a church with a Christian name of some kind, a denominational name, but the truth that once was believed and proclaimed in that church is no longer there. It departed a long time ago, because as people quit valuing it, then God just simply withdrew it. And that has happened again and again and again. However, we must hasten on to say that even though the symptoms of this spiritual decline are very evident in the mainline denominational churches, all is not well in the evangelical churches either. And we can see evidences of light being withdrawn there as well. How does that happen? Well, in a number of ways, but oftentimes by a subtle shift away from the exposition of Scripture to talking about secondary matters, making secondary matters the most important matters. And oftentimes, sermons are no longer an exposition of the Bible to help people better understand God's revelation, but are more topical sermons having to do with how to have a better marriage, how to succeed more in your business and on your job, more psychological themes, how to be happy, how to be prosperous, and on and on and on it goes. And many times these subtle shifts take place, and sometimes in these churches, the result is not that there is a decline in membership. Sometimes these are the biggest, fastest growing churches in the community. And the people are measuring it simply by the numbers of attenders, the size of the building, the size of the parking lot, the number of people who attend. A lot of big churches now measure attendance not by how many were there in the Sunday morning service, but they give the attendance figures and how many people come on a weekend, because they'll have a Saturday night service that might be more oriented to contemporary music and modern worship, and then they'll have a Sunday morning service or two that might be tailored to meet different desires, and then maybe a Sunday night service that is entirely different yet. And they'll just oftentimes add up the cumulative total of all of these services, and they will say, this was our attendance for this week or for this weekend. Sometimes they'll even add to that a figure for midweek services or even for home group Bible studies that are sponsored by the church, and they'll say, we had, and all kinds of different numbers here, but I've heard figures like, we ministered to 10,000 people this week, personally, not talking about radio or anything else. That's how many people came to something that was sponsored by this church this week. And that sounds impressive. Wow. That must be a biblical church. That must be a church with God's blessing upon it. That's not like that old liberal downtown church, that big building that is half empty and has difficulty getting people to attend. Wow, people are flocking to this church. That must mean that this is where God's truth is being proclaimed. Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes it's apparent that God's light is being withdrawn there as well, and other things are being substituted in the place of God's word. Psychology, self-esteem. Oh my, oh my. It's just appalling what is taking place in churches in America. But dear friends, this is what happens when God's truth is not believed, when it is not received, when it is not acted upon. When men have truth but do not value truth, God will withdraw his truth. Their foolish hearts are darkened. And many times the way they are darkened is by simply substituting some altered form of Christianity in the place of robust biblical Christianity. When I say robust, I mean the whole thing, the whole counsel of God, not tailored to be more popular, not shaped in order to impress modern sensibilities, but just the truth as it is, God's word. Here it is. God says this. God says that. We teach it all. We believe it all. We impress all of it upon you because it's all God's truth and it all must be believed. And if you're going to have healthy, robust Christianity, you are going to have all of the truth of God's word. It needs to be proclaimed. It needs to be gladly received, believed, acted upon, valued by the people. And where you have that, God will give more light. Where light is valued, God will give more light. Where light is not valued, God will withdraw light. And foolish hearts will become darkened. And they may be going on in their Christian religion, oblivious to the fact that they don't really have true Christianity anymore. How sad. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.